You're listening to the Team Top Figure Podcast, your one-stop shop for entrepreneurship, lifestyle, and motivation.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the KeyCast. Yes, this is the KeyCast. Today's Friday. I hope everyone's Friday is going well, man. I hope you guys are doing great, and I hope you are enjoying your entrepreneurship journey. Yes, it's your journey. All right, one thing I want to talk about today is you have to believe. Let me say that again. You have to. This is not an option, guys. You have to believe you're going to be successful in order to be successful. You don't just become successful. You have to believe it before you are successful. I know it's very hard to see the vision when it's not clear, when it's blurry, when you're having obstacles, when you're having things come in the way of you actually being successful. And that is actually a good sign when you are having roadblocks and when you are having troubles and when things are not working out. That just means you are on the right path, because let's say this, imagine if you hit it the first time and the first time you're winning and you're at the top of the world and a roadblock comes or something stops you, then you're not going to know how to act and you're just going to give up right away. That's why it's really important that you make failure the normal, all right? You fail and you don't let it affect you. Once you fail, you just move on to the next thing and you keep going, not like in terms of switching careers, but you just keep going, you know? And that's just something people underestimate, the power of just keep going, like keeping your head up and just keep on going. Because one thing that I have been seeing a lot, and I've been getting a lot of questions about this, is yo, how are you always motivated? How do you keep going when things don't work out? And I always say the same answer. And that's, I'm not focused on now, I'm focused on what's going to come. You know, I'm looking at the bigger picture because it's all a puzzle and every piece counts, you know? So when you look at a puzzle, right? And you got just a couple of pieces connected and not the whole picture, right? You are looking at the box to see the whole picture, right? That's your whole vision. You're looking at that, but you don't have it done in the puzzle wise. And you're working day in and day out to get every single piece in every single little place, because everything comes with patience. You know, that's the most important thing. You really have to be patient and you really need to understand that things don't come overnight. You know, you got to stay consistent and you have to be patient. So once you are working on your puzzle, right? And that's what I do in my whole journey, is a puzzle. I don't have every piece figured out. I'm just going to be honest. I don't have every piece figured out, but I am working on every single piece every day. And what that does is If I see something works, right? I celebrate. I say, okay, yo, I got that done and it really worked out for me. That's how you keep going, because if you don't acknowledge your wins, how are you going to ever keep going? If you don't acknowledge it, you need to really celebrate the small wins and say, okay, I accomplished that. Now I'm on to the next thing. So those are things that help me personally. And then another thing, there's two main things that holds everybody and majority of the people. I won't say everybody, majority of the people. There's two things that really hold them back. Number one is mindset. You know, the power of your mindset. It is insane. It is through the roof how important the right mindset and the right attitude is. And number two is lack of knowledge. They don't know their industry enough. That's why it's not working out. They don't know the ins and outs. They don't know all the secrets. And that's main two things that hold a lot of people back. Number one, write this down again. And this is going to correlate with a lot of you guys. Number one thing that holds a lot of people back is mindset. And the second most important thing that holds a lot of people back, knowledge. Most people might have the mindset, you know, they might be perfect. And you can't have one or the other. You got to have both. You might have the mindset, and you might be going and you might be motivated every day. You might be ready to get to work every day. You might be all that. But if you don't have the knowledge, that means you need to improve on the knowledge. That means you need to invest in yourself more. That means you need to go get different things and different ways to get the knowledge up. And then the second part, you might have the knowledge, but you don't have the mindset, which means you're not motivated enough. You're surrounding yourself with the wrong type of people. So you got to have both. And the way I go about it is I look at it as the big picture and split it down the middle. How much are you investing into your mindset? You know, what are you doing to develop yourself every day? What are you doing to work harder every day and things like that? And then there's the other part where you actually need to learn more about your craft or whatever you say you're a master in or whatever you're working on. You got to be invested in that daily too. So it's those two things, guys. All right. And this is Friday. It's just a little 5-minute Fridays thing that I started doing. And yeah, talk to you guys in the next episode. This is the podcast where I give endless keys every week. My co-founder is not here, but check us out. We are out.